Blog Talk Radio.
Rewind and come back, selector.
Andenya, Kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin. Kavrit beta Christian. Gidda gdaochish le pazion in kwe eta geturnacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin. Kavrit beta Christian. Peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable church.
Separate I and I.
the love of our Father. You see blood, you're thicker than a water. Whoa, look at that. Got to survive in the ghetto.
Africans, we same way with African music, and we're Africans scattered abroad. So it come as a kind of rebellion.
Out every border you could run for me. I'm a rocket launcher and militant monster. I'm myself sponsor. I light up the mic just like Gonja Black. Thought in the flesh, no imposter, power hilly. Thoroughbred soldiers, they with the same silly shit that's uncertain. Wrapped inside a steel curtain, networking our shoulders, backs, and neck, hurting for real. So be supreme, but just remain a mere person. Yo, you can find knowledge itself or keep searching. Whoever in the crevice is thirsty, working beneath the surface. Y'all know the purpose, keep the streets burning. Yeah.
Roots, reality, and culture. Yeah, the whole world a cry for. No long time we have it in Jamaica, but some guy hide it like treasure. Anyway, this is my bunch, get away from them. Where them say them want? Roots, reality, your culture. Long time we have it, but the world does a ask of it. Roots, reality, and culture. It is up to us to educate all the youngster. Amen, so let it be heavenly father. Rule heaven and earth, rule it entire. But truth and right, every man should desire. The way out the poor live, we admire. We defend the poor rights, we now retire. Family call and a go, me no people a suffer. All them a work poor people, no see better. Poor people work while the richer get richer. Economic get a blow, say them the dollar with dollar. Every day we get up, cost of living get higher. Them raise up the rice, chicken, back and the flour. God a guide me every minute, every hour. So roots, reality, our culture. Long time we have it, but the world does a ask of it. Roots, reality, and culture. No things we talk where we see in the future. Black man a time for no all thing proper. Stop fight for PMP and stop fight for labor. Pull on the fist, so no fi take down the finger. Stop out the lead, no fi stop fire the copper. Stop shoot down your black sister and your black brother. A time fi we vote for the almighty father. Him a guide we every minute, every hour. Upon the darkest road and through the darkest tower. And no time me hungry and drink some water. Go to me bed and me said fi me prayer. And give thanks and praise in me life every hour. So roots, reality, our culture. Long time we have it at the world, us a cry for it. Roots, reality, and culture. It is up to us to educate all the youngster. Mankind stop live like some beast and some preacher. Every day you no get up a chat, boy, you a gangster. And we get mob, you a original mobster. Kill Malcolm X and them kill Martin Luther. Kill Bob Marley and them kill Jacob Miller. Them kill Peter Touch, Freya and kill Doctor. One solution is the Almighty Father. Every day them get up a fight for world power. Make them missile and a plan wealthy fire. When them wreck earth, them make rocket believe ya. Them and them wife, them son and them daughter. That now go work in the sight of the father. Hit them with lightning, brimstone and fire. Show us a freight, earthquake and volcano. No for them no believe in a God the creator. So roots, reality and culture. Long time we have it, uno shoulda come ask of it. Roots, reality and culture. It is up to us to educate all the youngster. Amen, so let it be heavenly father. Rule heaven and earth, rule it entire. But truth and right, every man should desire. The way all the poor live, me ya admire. We defend the poor rights, we now retire. Family colon a go, me no people a suffer. All them a work, poor people no see better. The poor people work while the richer get richer. Economy get up low, say them develop with dollar. Every day we get up, cost of living get higher. Them raise up the rice, kicking back on the flower. God a guide me every minute, every hour. On the darkest road and through the darkest hour. No time me hungry and drink some water. Go to me bed and me say fi me prayer and give thanks and praise to me life every hour. One solution is the Almighty Father, but roots, reality and
culture. Reality and culture, here, here, here.
Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, 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 forever.
Not to you and not today. trap, no shield, no sword. The unbeaten path got my soul so sore. Allured by the lust, something money can't cure. The devil want me as is, but God, he want more. Eyes closed, eyes open, great another day. Here we go. Like a nigga woke up late in the Truman Show. Living life without a care. Mean poker face, but I'm forced to play solitaire till I get up out of here. Move like a wanted man with a bounty on his head. Work alone, sleep alone, eat alone. Daily bread counted till my fingers red. How you gonna judge a man walking in the shoes of a man with a broken leg? Flame on the trail headed for the powder keg. Last place in the race, I ain't never led. Like I ain't never bled. Time to get up out of bed. Serving in the army of one, it's on again.
Walk alone, I walk alone, you never walk all alone. Always been on my own, ever since the day I was born. So I don't mind walking alone. Walk alone, I walk alone, you never walk all alone. Always been on my own, ever since the day I was born. So I don't mind walking alone.
I'm in a chess match, I'm in a death trap. I'm trying to find out where the eggs in the nest at. I'm one blood when the sky turns jet black. No love in the world can correct that. I'm in a slow lane, I'm on my Cobain. I'm in a new spot, trying to run an old game. I got a new chick, put out my old flame. No peace, no sleep, no love for a young beast. You can put me in a cage, you can put me in a jungle where the lion gets blazed. It ain't no hell like the hell I raised. I die in the bed I made, for I lay with a love I loathe. I'm a snake in the garden of bones. I'm a loner in a world of clones. I'm the piece that don't belong. See, I'm wrong where the reaper wrong. Till they put my name on the stone.
Walk alone, I walk alone, you know I walk all alone. Always been on my own, ever since the day I was born. So I don't mind walking alone. Walk alone, I walk alone, you know I walk all alone. Always been on my own, ever since the day I was born. So I don't mind walking alone.
The longest walk I'll probably ever be on. The road to perdition, guess I'm finna get my plea on. I pray these wings strong enough to carry me on. I promise every second felt as if it took an eon. Walking like the Lost Boys, the Sierra Leone. The Trail of Tears, what they got me like a Cherokee on. Between the ears, something I require therapy on. But working to the bone like my name, Robert Dion. I go above and beyond, the duty call truly on. Even though they kinda blew me off like a booty call. Ask me if I'm just another moolie or a movie star. Forced to face the music like a graduate of Juilliard. Walk alone, talk alone, get my Charlie Parker on. Make my mark alone, shed light upon a dark alone. Get my spark alone, it's a mission I'm embarking on. A kamikaze in a danger zone, far from home.
The Testament of the 12 Patriarchs. The following 12 books are biographies written between 107 and 137 BC, before the Christian era. They are a forceful exposition showing how a Pharisee with a rare gift of writing secured publicly by using the names of the greatest men of ancient times, some say. Quote, there were intellectual giants in those days, and the 12 patriarchs were the intellectual giants. Each is here made to tell his life story. When he is on his deathbed, he calls all his children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren about him and proceeds without reservation to lay bare his experience for the moral guidance of his hearers. If he fell into sin, into unbelief, he tells all about it and then counsels them not to err as he did. If he was virtuous, he shows what rewards were his. When you look beyond the unvarnished, almost brutally frank passages of the text, you will discern a remarkable attestation of the expectations of HaMoshiach, of the Messiah, who is called Christos, Christ, which existed 100 years before Christos, before Christ. And there is another rare element, or another element of rare value in this strange series, some say. As Dr. R.H. Charles says in his scholarly work on the pseudepigrapha, its ethical teaching, quote, has achieved a real immortality by influencing the thought and diction of the writers of the New Testament, and even those of Adonai, of our Lord, our Adon. This ethical teaching, which is very much higher and purer than that of the Old Testament, the Brit Hashanah, is yet its true spiritual child, and helps to bridge the chasm that divides the ethics of the Old and New Testament. The instances of the influence of these writings on the New Testament, the Brit Chadasha, the Hadis Kidan, are notable in the Sermon on the Mount, which reflects the Spirit and even uses phrases from these testaments. Saint Paul, Kedus Paulos, appears to have borrowed so freely that it seems as though he must have carried a copy of the testaments with him on his travels. Thus, like this, the reader has before him in these pages what is at once striking for its blunt, primitive style, and valuable as some of the actual source books of the Bible, 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 the Bible.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Testament of Naphtali, the eighth son of Jacob and Bilhah. The copy of the Testament of Naphtali, which he ordained at the time of his death and in the 130th year of his life. When his sons were gathered together in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, while still in good health, he made them a feast of food and wine. And after he was awake in the morning, he said to them, I am dying. And they believed him not. And as he glorified Yahweh, he grew strong and said that after yesterday's feast, he should die. And he began to say, Hear, my children, ye sons of Naphtali, hear the words of your father. I was born from Bilhah. And because Rachel dealt craftily and gave Bilhah in place of herself to Jacob, and she conceived and bare me upon Rachel's knees, therefore she called my name Naphtali. For Rachel loved me very much because I was born upon her lap. And when I was still young, she was wont to kiss me and say, May I have a brother of thine from mine own womb like unto thee. Whence also Joseph was like unto me in all things, according to the prayers of Rachel. Now my mother was Bilhah, daughter of Ruthias, the brother of Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, who was born on one and the selfsame day with Rachel. And Ruthias was of the family of Abraham, a Chaldean, God-fearing, freeborn, and noble. And he was taken captive and was bought by Laban, and he gave him Unah, his handmaid, to wife. And she bore a daughter, and called her name Zilpah, after the name of the village in which she had been taken captive. And next she bore Bilhah, saying, my daughter hastens after what is new. For immediately that she was born, she seized the breast and hastened to suck it. And I was swift on my feet like the deer. And my father Jacob appointed me for all messages. And as a deer did, he give me his blessing. For as the potter knoweth the vessel, how much is it to contain, and bringeth clay accordingly, so also doth Yahweh make the body after the likeness of the spirit. And according to the capacity of the body doth he implant the spirit. And the one does not fall short of the other by a third part of a hair. For by weight and measure and rule was all the creation made. And as the potter knoweth the use of each vessel, what it is meet for, so also doth Yahweh know the body, how far it will persist in goodness, and when it beginneth in evil. For there is no inclination or thought which Yahweh knoweth not. For he created every man after his own image. For as a man's strength, so also in his work. As his eye, so also in his sleep. As his soul, so also in his word. Either in the law of Yahweh, or in the law of Belial. And as there is a division between light and darkness, between seeing and hearing, so also is there a division between man and man, and between woman and woman. And it is not to be said that the one is like the other, either in face or in mind. For Yahweh made all things good in their order. The five senses in the head, he joined on the neck to the head, adding to it the hair, also for comeliness and glory, then the heart for understanding, the belly for excrement, and the stomach for grinding, the windpipe for taking in breath, the liver for wrath, the gall for bitterness, the spleen for laughter, the reins for prudence, the muscles of the loins for power, the lungs for drawing in, the loins for strength, and so forth. So then, my children, let all your works be done in order with good intent in the fear of Yahweh, and do nothing disorderly in scorn or out of its due season. For if thou bid the eye to hear, it cannot. So neither, while ye are in darkness, can ye do the works of light. Be ye therefore not eager to corrupt your doings through covetousness, or with vain words to beguile your souls. Because if ye keep silence and purity of heart, ye shall understand how to hold fast the will of Yahweh, and to cast away the will of Belial. Sun and moon and stars change not their order, so do ye also change not the law of Yahweh in the disorderliness of your doings. The Gentiles went astray and forsook Yahweh and charged their order and obeyed stocks and stones, spirits of deceit. But ye shall not be so, my children, recognizing in the firmament in the earth, and in the sea, and in all created things, Yahweh who made all things, that ye become not as Sodom, which change the order of nature. In like manners, the watchers also change the order of their nature, whom Yahweh cursed at the flood, on whose account he made the earth without inhabitants and fruitless. These things I say unto you, my children, for I have read in the writing of Enoch that ye yourselves also shall depart from Yahweh, walking according to all the lawlessness of the Gentiles, and ye shall do according to all the wickedness of Sodom, and Yahweh shall bring captivity upon you, and there shall be serve your enemies, and ye shall be bowed down with every affliction and tribulation until Yahweh have consumed you all. And after ye have become diminished and made few, ye return and acknowledge Yahweh your God, and he shall bring you back into your land according to his abundant mercy. And it shall be that after that they come into the land of their fathers, they shall again forget Yahweh and become ungodly. And Yahweh shall scatter them upon the face of all the earth until the compassion of Yahweh shall come. A man working righteousness and working mercy unto all them that are afar off and to them that are near. For in the 40th year of my life, I saw a vision on the Mount of Olives, on the east of Jerusalem, that the sun and the moon were standing still. And behold, Isaac, the father of my father, said to us, run and lay hold of them, each one according to his strength, and to him that seizeth them will the sun and moon belong. And we all of us ran together, and Levi laid hold of the sun, and Judah outstripped the others and seized the moon. And they were both of them lifted up with them. And Levi became as a son. Lo, a certain young man gave to him 12 branches of palm. And Judah was bright as the moon, and under their feet were 12 rays. And the two, Levi and Judah, ran and laid hold of them. And lo, a bull upon the earth with 2 great horns and an eagle's wings upon its back, and we wished to seize him, but could not. But Joseph came and seized him, and ascended up with him on high. And I saw, for I was there, and behold, a holy writing appeared to us, saying, Assyrians, Medes, Persians, Chaldeans, Syrians shall possess in captivity the 12 tribes of Israel. And again, after 7 days, I saw our father Jacob standing by the sea of Jamnia, and we were with him. And behold, there came a ship sailing by without sailors or pilot. And there was written upon the ship of Jacob. And our father said to us, come, let us embark on our ship. And when we had gone on board, there arose a vehement storm and a mighty tempest of wind. And our father, who was holding the helm, departed from us. And we, being tossed with the tempest, were borne along over the sea. And the ship was filled with water and was pounded by mighty waves until it was broken up. And Joseph fled away upon a little boat, and we were all divided upon 9 planks. And Levi and Judah were together, and we were all scattered unto the ends of the earth. Then Levi, girt about with sackcloth, prayed for all of us unto Yahweh. And when the storm ceased, the ship reached the land as it were in peace. And lo, our father came, and we all rejoiced with one accord. These 2 dreams I told to my father. And he said to me, these things must be fulfilled in their season. After that, Israel hath endured many things. Then my father saith unto me, I believe Yahweh that Joseph liveth, for I see always that Yahweh numbereth him with you. And he said, weeping, ah me, my son Joseph, thou livest, though I behold thee not, and thou seest not Jacob that begat thee. He caused me also therefore to weep by these words, and I burned in my heart to declare that Joseph had been sold, but I feared my brethren. And lo, my children, I have shown unto you the last times how everything shall come to pass in Israel. Do ye also therefore charge your children that they be united to Levi and to Judah. For through them shall salvation arise unto Israel, and in them shall Jacob be blessed. For through their tribes shall Yahweh appear, dwelling upon men on earth, to save the race of Israel, and to gather together the righteous amongst the Gentiles. And if ye work that which is good, my children, both men and angels shall bless you, and Yahweh shall be glorified among the Gentiles through you. And the devil shall flee from you, and the wild beast shall fear you, and Yahweh shall love you, and the angels shall cleave to you. As a man who has trained a child well is kept in kindly remembrance, so also for a good work there is a good remembrance before Yahweh. But him that doeth not that which is good, both angels and men shall curse, and Yahweh shall be dishonored among the Gentiles through him. And the devil shall make him as his own peculiar instrument, and every wild beast shall master him, and Yahweh shall hate him. For the commandments of the law are twofold, and through prudence must they be fulfilled. For there is a season for a man to embrace his wife, and a season to abstain therefrom for his prayer. So then there are two commandments, and unless they be done in due order, they bring very great sin upon men. So also it is with the other commandments. Be ye therefore wise in Yahweh, my children, and prudent, understanding the order of his commandments and the laws of every word, that Yahweh may love you. And when he had charged them with many such words, he exhorted them that they should remove his bones to Hebron, that they should bury him with his fathers. And when he had eaten and drunken with a mercy heart, he covered his face and died. And his sons did according to all that Naphtali their father had commanded them.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
I was lost. Lost in sin and sorrow on an isle in life's dark sea, my child, I've come to save you. Step on board and follow me. Tis the old ship of Zion. Tis the old ship of Zion. Tis the old ship of Zion.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
People are looking at you.
One morning, I got on board.
Jesus, Deacon.
Thank you, sister, for the soothing truths in that old hymn.
Amen.
Safe with Jesus, the captain.
You know he is.
Padamawi, Padamawi. Inflatia.
The home place is doomed.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Testament of Gad, the ninth son of Jacob and Zilpah. The copy of the Testament of Gad, what things he spake unto his sons in the 125th year of his life, saying unto them, Hearken, my children, I was the ninth son born to Jacob, and I was valiant in keeping the flocks. Accordingly, I guarded at night the flock, and whenever the lion came, or the wolf, or any wild beast against the fold, I pursued it, and overtaking it, I seized its foot with my hand, and hurled it about a stone's throw, and so killed it. Now Joseph, my brother, was feeding the flock with us for upwards of 30 days, and being young, he fell sick by reason of the heat. And he returned to Hebron to our father, who made him lie down near him, because he loved him greatly. And Joseph told our father that the sons of Zilpah and Bilhah were slaying the best of the flock and eating them against the judgment of Reuben and Judah. For he saw that I had delivered a lamb out of the mouth of a bear and put the bear to death, but had slain the lamb, being grieved concerning it, and that it could not live, and that we had eaten it. And regarding this matter, I was wroth with Joseph until the day that he was sold, and the spirit of hatred was in me, and I wished not either to hear of Joseph with the ears or see him with the eyes, because he rebuked us to our faces, saying that we are eating of the flock without Judah. For whatsoever things he told our father, he believed him. I confess now, my children, that oftentimes I wished to kill him, because I hated him from my heart. Moreover, I hated him yet more for his dreams, and I wished to lick him out of the land of the living, even as an ox licketh up the grass off the field. And Judah sold him secretly to the Ishmaelites. Thus the God of our fathers delivered him from our hands, that we should not work great lawlessness in Israel. And now, my children, hearken to the words of truth, to work righteousness and all the law of the Most High. And go not astray through the spirit of hatred, for it is evil in all the doings of men. Whatsoever a man doeth, the hater abomineth him. And though a man worketh the law of Yahweh, he praiseth him not. Though a man feareth Yahweh, and taketh pleasure in that which is righteous, he loveth him not. He dispraiseth the truth. He envieth him that prospereth. He welcometh evil speaking. He loveth arrogance, for hatred blindeth his soul. As I also then looked on Joseph. Beware, therefore, my children, of hatred, for it worketh lawlessness even against Yahweh himself. For it will not hear the words of his commandments concerning the loving of one's neighbor, and it sinneth against Yahweh. For if a brother stumble, it delighteth immediately to proclaim it to all men, and is urgent that he should be judged for it, and be punished, and be put to death. And if it be a servant, it stirreth him up against his master, and with every affliction it deviseth against him. If possible, he can be put to death. For hatred worketh with envy also against them that prosper. So long as it heareth of or seeth their success, it always languisheth. For as love would quicken even the dead and would call back them that are condemned to die, so hatred would slay the living. And those that have sinned venially, it would not suffer to live. For the spirit of hatred worketh together with Satan through hastiness of spirits and all things to men's death. But the spirit of love worketh together with the law of Yahweh and long-suffering unto the salvation of men. Hatred, therefore, is evil, for it constantly mateth with lying, speaking against the truth, and it maketh small things to be great, and causeth the light to be darkness, and calleth the sweet bitter, and teacheth slander, and kindleth wrath, and stirreth up war, and violence, and all covetousness. It filleth the heart with evils and devilish poison. These things, therefore, I say to you from experience, my children, that ye may drive forth hatred, which is of the devil, and cleave to the love of Yahweh. Righteousness casteth out hatred. Humility destroyeth envy. For he that is just and humble is ashamed to do what is unjust, being reproved not of another, but of his own heart. Because Yahweh looketh on his inclination. He speaketh not against a holy man, because the fear of Yahweh overcometh hatred. For fearing lest he should offend Yahweh, he will not do wrong to any man, even in thought. These things I learnt at last, after I had repented concerning Joseph. For true repentance after a godly sort destroyeth ignorance, and driveth away the darkness, and enlighteth the eyes, and giveth knowledge to the soul, and leadeth the mind to salvation. And those things which it hath not learnt from man, it knoweth through repentance. For Yahweh brought upon me a disease of the liver, and had not the prayers of Jacob, my father, succored me, it had hardly failed, but my spirit had departed. For by what things a man transgresseth, by the same also is he punished. Since therefore my liver set mercilessly against Joseph, and my liver too I suffered mercilessly, and was judged for 11 months, for so long a time as I had been angry against Joseph. And now, my children, I exhort you, love ye each one his brother, and put away hatred for your hearts. Love one another in deed, and in word, and in the inclination of the soul. For in the presence of my father I spake peaceably to Joseph, and when I had gone out, the spirit of hatred darkened my mind, and stirred up my soul to slay him. Love ye one another from the heart. And if a man sin against thee, speak peaceably to him, and in thy soul hold not guile. And if he repent and confess, forgive him. But if he deny it, do not get into a passion with him, lest, catching the poison from thee, he take to swearing, and so thou sin doubly. Let not another man hear thy secrets when engaged in legal strife, lest he come to hate thee, and become thy enemy, and commit a great sin against thee. For oft times he addresseth thee guilefully, or busieth himself about thee with wicked intent. And though he deny it, and yet have a sense of shame, when reproved, give over reproving him. For be who denieth may repent, so as not again to wrong thee ye. He may also honor thee, and fear, and be at peace with thee. And if he be shameless and persist in his wrongdoing, even so forgive him from the heart, and leave to Yahweh the avenging. If a man prospereth more than you, do not be vexed, but pray also for him, that he may have perfect prosperity. For so it is expedient for you. And if he be further exalted, be not envious of him, remembering that all flesh shall die, and offer praise to Yahweh, who giveth things good and profitable to all men. Seek out the judgments of Yahweh, and thy mind will rest and be at peace. And though a man become rich by evil means, even as Esau, the brother of my father, be not jealous, but wait for the end of Yahweh. For if he taketh away from a man wealth gotten by evil means, he forgiveth him if he repent. But the unrepentant is reserved for eternal punishment. For the poor man, if free from envy, he pleaseth Yahweh in all things, is blessed beyond all men, because he hath not the travail of vain men. Put away therefore jealousy from your souls, and love one another with uprightness of heart. Do ye also therefore tell these things to your children, that they honor Judah and Levi. For from them shall Yahweh raise up salvation to Israel. For I know that at the last your children shall depart from him, and shall walk in wickedness, and affliction and corruption before Yahweh. And when he had rested for a little while, he said again, My children, obey your father, and bury me near to my father's. And he drew up his feet and fell asleep in peace. And after 5 years, they carried him up to Hebron and laid him with his fathers.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Here, the fulfillment right here, Testament of the 12 Patriarchs, version that we're referring to here in the translation, Lost Books of the Bible, Forgotten Books of Eden. So here we pick up the second book, right? It's the second book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's known in English as Exodus, from the Sefer Shemot. Hebraically referred to it as Shemot, because the key first words in the Hebrew, Shemot. What does Shemot mean? Shemot means the names. These are the names, right, of the 12 sons of Yaakov. So right here, you're here, going forward in the fulfillment. But first, a little Rhema tune right here. Mine eye, Earth Strong right here. Heal up to the TTI. Heal up to the Beta Israel. Heal up to the Israelites far and wide and Jah people everywhere. But here, Shocking Murray, featuring Datan, tune like Humble Israel, Israel, Shema'ah.
The Hebrews are the Hebrews.
That's true.
And those who get true, them will never lose.
A shocking Murray and Datan.
This
and
one dedicated to all Hebrews.
Aye, let them know.
Israel,
you want them on side.
Calling on my people. Rise and stand again.
Rise, O Israel.
Israel.
Call him out, call him out.
The table is turning.
We send the table, it's a turn, you know.
Israel. Rise and stand again.
Now listen when we say, the rise, O Israel, and take your stand. And we have to know we self in the Armageddon we are. Israelites are not West Indian. Me tell them say West is just another compass direction.
Israel, calling on my people. Israel, rise and stand again. Israel, the table is turning. Israel,
I'm calling all my
rise
people.
And stand again.
Hear what the man say. How did we reach in Africa from the first place? Oh Israel, when the Roman Empire invaded us, in a Jerusalem we did dwell. Yes. 70 AD the Romans invade, and we were fleeing from the Roman persecution.
revolution. End up in West Africa, oh, for so long we were there in exile among the children of
Israel.
You want the man to say?
Calling on my people. Israel.
Call them up.
Rise and stand again. Israel. The table is turning.
The table is a turn again.
Israel. Rise and stand again.
I and I are slain. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiop. Are ye not as children of the Ethiop? Children of the Ethiop. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So right here in the Testament of the 12, based on the Testament of the 12 patriarchs, the order there, we have touched on Joseph. Already, we touched on Asher before, but Asher coming again, actually, Joseph, we touched on, then Benjamin remaineth. So let's go to Benjamin right here, the testament according to Benjamin, so we can complete in the last two Shabuas, and here coming into the second book with Shemot, with the names, we can complete the testament. But I'd like to touch on Asher again, has a very, all of the testaments are very, very important, and hopefully we can come and reason on this and grow in grace and knowledge. But here, Benjamin.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The testament of Benjamin, the 12th son of Jacob and Rachel. The copy of the words of Benjamin, which he commanded his sons to observe after he had lived 125 years. And he kissed them and said, as Isaac was born to Abraham in his old age, so also was I to Jacob. And since Rachel, my mother, died in giving me birth, I had no milk, therefore I was suckled by Bilhah, her handmaid. For Rachel remained barren for 12 years after she had borne Joseph, and she prayed that Yahweh would fasting 12 days, and she conceived and bare me. For my father loved Rachel dearly, and prayed that he might see two sons born from her. Therefore was I called Benjamin, that is, a son of days. And when I went into Egypt to Joseph, and my brother recognized me, he said unto me, What did they tell my father when they sold me? And I said unto him, They dabbed thy coat with blood, and sent it, and said, Know whether this be thy son's coat? And he said unto me, Even so, brother, when they had stripped me of my coat, they gave me to the Ishmaelites, and they gave me a loincloth, and scourged me, and bade me run. And as for one of them that had beaten me with a rod, a lion met him, and slew him. And so his associates were affrighted. Do ye also therefore, my children, love Yahweh, God of heaven and earth, and keep his commandments, following the example of the good and holy man Joseph. And let your mind be unto good, even as ye know me, for he that bathes his mind right seeth all things rightly. Fear Yahweh and love your neighbor, and even though the spirits of Balaam claim you to afflict you with every evil, yet shall they not have dominion over you, even as they had not over Joseph, my brother. How many men wished to slay him, and Yahweh shielded him? For he that feareth Yahweh and loveth his neighbor cannot be smitten by the spirit of Belial, being shielded by the fear of Yahweh. Nor can he be ruled over by the device of men or beast, for he is helped by Yahweh through the love which he hath towards his neighbor. For Joseph also besought our father that he would pray for his brethren, that Yahweh would not impute to them as sin whatever evil they had done unto him. And thus Jacob cried out, My good child, thou hast prevailed over the bowels of thy father Jacob. And he embraced him and kissed him for 2 hours, saying, And thee shall be fulfilled the prophecy of heaven concerning the Lamb of Yahweh and Savior of the world, and that a blameless one shall be delivered up for lawless men, and a sinless one shall die for ungodly men in the blood of the covenant. For the salvation of the Gentiles and of Israel shall destroy Belial and his servants. See ye therefore, my children, the end of the good man. Be followers of his compassion, therefore with a good mind, that ye also may wear crowns of glory. For the good man hath not a dark eye, for he showeth mercy to all men, even though they be sinners. And though they devise with evil intent concerning him, by doing good, he overcometh evil, being shielded by Yahweh. And he loveth the righteous as his own soul. If anyone is glorified, he envieth him not. If anyone is enriched, he is not jealous. If anyone is valiant, he praiseth him. The virtuous man he laudeth, and on the poor man he that mercy, on the weak, he that compassion. Unto Yahweh he singeth praises. And him that hath the grace of a good spirit, he loveth as his own soul. If therefore ye also have a good mind, then you will both wicked men be at peace with you. And the profligate will reverence you and turn unto good. And the covetous will not only cease from their inordinate desire, but even give the objects of their covetousness to them that are afflicted. If you do well, even the unclean spirits will flee from you, and the beasts will dread you. For where there is reverence for good works and light in the mind, even darkness fleeth away from him. For if anyone does violence to a holy man, he repenteth, for the holy man is merciful to his reviler, and holdeth his peace. And if anyone betrayeth a righteous man, the righteous man prayeth, though for a little he be humbled, yet not long after he appeareth far more glorious, as was Joseph my brother. The inclination of the good man is not in the power of the deceit of the spirit of Balaam, for the angel of peace guideth his soul, and he gazeth not passionately upon corruptible things, nor gathereth together riches through a desire of pleasure. He delighteth not in pleasure. He grieveth not his neighbor. He sateth not himself with luxuries. He erreth not in the uplifting of the eyes, for Yahweh is his portion. The good inclination receiveth not glory nor dishonor from men, and it knoweth not any guile or lie or fighting or reviling. For Yahweh dwelleth in him, and lighteth up his soul, and he rejoiceth towards all men always. The good mind hath not two tongues, of blessing and of cursing, of contumely and of honor, of sorrow and of joy, of quietness and of confusion, of hypocrisy and of truth, of poverty and of wealth. But it hath one disposition, uncorrupt and pure concerning all men. It hath no double sight, nor double hearing, for in everything which he doeth or speaketh or seeth, he knoweth that Yahweh looketh on his soul, and he cleanseth his mind that he may not be condemned by men as well as by Yahweh. And in like manner, the works of Balaam are twofold, and there is no singleness in them. Therefore, my children, I tell you, flee the malice of Balaam, for he giveth a sword to them that obey him. And the sword is the mother of seven evils. First, the mind conceiveth through Balaam, and first, there is bloodshed. Secondly, ruin. Thirdly, tribulation. Fourthly, exile. Fifthly, dearth. Sixthly, panic. Seventhly, destruction. Therefore was Cain also delivered over to seven vengeances by Yahweh. For in every 100 years, Yahweh brought one plague upon him. And when he was 200 years old, he began to suffer. And in the 900th year, he was destroyed. For on account of Abel, his brother, with all the evils was he judged. But Lamech with 70 times 7. Because forever those who are like Cain in envy and hatred of brethren shall be punished with the same judgment. And do ye, my children, flee evil doing, envy and hatred of brethren, and cleave to goodness and love. He that hath a pure mind and love looketh not after a woman with a view to fornication, for he hath no defilement in his heart, because the Spirit of Yahweh resteth upon him. For as the sun is not defiled by shining on dung and mire, but rather drieth up both and driveth away the evil smell, so also the pure mind, though encompassed by the defilements of earth, rather cleanseth them and is not itself defiled. And I believe that there will be also evil doings among you, from the words of Enoch the righteous, that ye shall commit fornication with the fornication of Sodom, and shall perish, all save a few, and shall renew wanton deeds with women, and the kingdom of Yahweh shall not be among you, for straightway he shall take it away. Nevertheless, the temple of Yahweh shall be in your portion, and the last temple shall be more glorious than the first. And the 12 tribes shall be gathered together there, and all the Gentiles, until the Most High shall send forth his salvation and the visitation of an only begotten prophet. And he shall enter into the first temple, and there shall Yahweh be treated with outrage, and he shall be lifted up upon a tree. And the veil of the temple shall be rent, and the Spirit of Yahweh shall pass on to the Gentiles as fire poured forth. And he shall ascend from Hades and shall pass from earth into heaven. And I know how lowly he shall be upon earth, and how glorious in heaven. Now when Joseph was in Egypt, I longed to see his figure and the form of his countenance. And through the prayers of Jacob, my father, I saw him while awake in the daytime even, his figure exactly as he was. And when he had said these things, he said unto them, Know ye therefore, my children, that I am dying. Do ye therefore truth each one to his neighbor, and keep the law of Yahweh and his commandments. For these things do I leave you instead of inheritance. Do ye also therefore give them to your children for an everlasting possession, for so did both Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. For all these things they gave us for an inheritance, saying, Keep the commandments of Yahweh, until Yahweh shall reveal his salvation to all Gentiles. And then shall ye see Enoch, Noah, and Shem, and Abraham, and Isaac, and Jacob, rising on the right hand in gladness. Then shall we also rise, each one over our tribe, worshiping the King of heaven, who appeared upon earth in the form of a man in humility. And as many as believe on him on the earth shall rejoice with him. Then also all men shall rise, some unto glory, and some unto shame. And Yahweh shall judge Israel first for their unrighteousness. For when he appeared as Yahweh in the flesh to deliver them, they believed him not. And then shall he judge all the Gentiles, as many as believed him, not when he appeared upon earth. And he shall convict Israel through the chosen ones of the Gentiles, even as he reproved Esau through the Midianites who deceived their brethren, so that they fell into fornication and idolatry, and they were alienated from Yahweh, becoming therefore children in the portion of them that fear Yahweh. If ye therefore, my children, walk in holiness according to the commandments of Yahweh, ye shall again dwell securely with me, and all Israel shall be gathered unto Yahweh. And I shall no longer be called a ravening wolf on account of your ravages, but a worker of Yahweh, distributing food to them that work what is good. And there shall arise in the latter days one beloved of Yahweh, of the tribe of Judah and Levi, a doer of his good pleasure and his mouth, with new knowledge enlightening the Gentiles. And to the consummation of the age shall he be in the synagogues of the Gentiles, and among their rulers as a strain of music in the mouth of all. And he shall be inscribed in the holy books, both his work and his word, and he shall be a chosen one of Yahweh forever. And through them he shall go to and fro as Jacob my father, saying, He shall fill up that which lacketh of thy tribe. And when he said these things, he stretched out his feet and died in a beautiful and good sleep. And his sons did as he had enjoined them, and they took up his body and buried it in Hebron with his fathers. And the number of the days of his life was 125 years.
That Israel's His Majesty have must be united. Some man believe that only this house right and that one wrong and that one wrong and all the rest wrong. Well, I know that God never make a mistake. So if him have the 12 tribes, and him have the Naya Bingi, him have the Ethiopian after that, and him have the RMA, and him have this, there must be a man somewhere we can bring all of this thing together.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Testament of Asher, the tenth son of Jacob and Zilpah. The copy of the Testament to Asher, what things he spake to his sons in the 125th year of his life. For while he was still in health, he said to them, "Hearken ye, children of Asher, to your father, and I will declare to you all that is upright in the sight of Yahweh. Two ways hath Yahweh given to the sons of men, and two inclinations, and two kinds of actions, and two modes of action, and two issues. Therefore, all things are by twos, one over against the other. For there are two ways of good and evil. And with these are the two inclinations and our breast discriminating them. Therefore, if the soul take pleasure in the good inclination, all its actions are in righteousness. And if it sin, it straightway repenteth. For having its thoughts set upon righteousness and casting away wickedness, it straightway overthroweth the evil and uprooteth the sin. But if it incline to the evil inclination, all its actions are in wickedness, and it driveth away the good, and cleaveth to the evil, and is ruled by Belial. Even though it work what is good, he perverteth it to evil. For whenever it beginneth to do good, he forceth the issue of the action into evil for him, seeing that the treasure of the inclination is filled with an evil spirit. A person then may, with words, help the good for the sake of the evil, yet the issue of the action leadeth to mischief. There is a man who showeth no compassion upon him who serveth his turn in evil, and his thing bathe two aspects, but the whole is evil. And there is a man that loveth him that worketh evil, because he would prefer even to die in evil for his sake. And concerning this, it is clear that it bathe two aspects, but the whole is an evil work. Though indeed he have love, yet is he wicked, who concealeth what is evil for the sake of the good name. But the end of the action tendeth unto evil. Another stealeth, doeth unjustly, plundereth, defraudeth, and with all pitieth the poor. This too bathe a twofold aspect, but the whole is evil. He who defraudeth his neighbor provoketh Yahweh, and sweareth falsely against the Most High, and yet pitieth the poor. Yahweh, who commanded the law, he setteth at naught and provoketh, and yet he refresheth the poor. He defileth the soul and maketh gay the body. He killeth many and pitieth a few. This too bathe a twofold aspect, but the whole is evil. Another committeth adultery and fornication and abstaineth from meats, and when he fasteth he doeth evil, and by the power of his wealth overwhelmeth many. And notwithstanding his excessive wickedness, he doeth the commandments. This too hath a twofold aspect, but the whole
is evil. Such men are hairs, clean, like those that divide the hoof, but in very deed are unclean. For Yahweh in the tables of the commandments hath thus declared, But do not ye, my children, wear two faces like unto them of goodness and of wickedness, but cleave unto goodness only, for Yahweh hath his habitation therein, and men desire it. But from wickedness flee away, destroying the evil inclination by your good works. For they that are double-faced serve not Yahweh, but their own lusts, so that they may please Belial, and men like unto themselves. For good men, even they that are of single face, though they be thought by them that are double-faced to sin, are just before Yahweh. For many in killing the wicked do two works of good and evil, but the whole is good, because he hath uprooted and destroyed that which is evil. One man hateth the merciful and unjust man, and the man who committeth adultery and fasteth, this too hath a twofold aspect. But the whole work is good, because he followeth Yahweh's example, in that he accepteth not the seeming good as the genuine good. Another desireth not to see good day with them that not, lest be defile his body and pollute his soul. This too is double face, but the whole is good. For such men are like to stags and to hinds, because in the manner of wild animals they seem to be unclean, but they are altogether clean, because they walk in zeal for Yahweh, and abstain from what Yahweh also hateth, and forbiddeth by his commandments, warding off the evil from the good. Yea, see, my children, how that there are two in all things, one against the other, and the one is hidden by the other, and wealth is hidden covetousness, and conviviality drunkenness, and laughter grief, and wedlock profligacy, death succeedeth to life, dishonor to glory, night to day, and darkness to light, and all things are under the day, just things under life, unjust things under death, wherefore also eternal life awaiteth death. Nor may it be said that truth is a lie, nor right wrong, for all truth is under the light, even as all things are under Yahweh. All these things, therefore, I proved in my life, and I wandered not from the truth of Yahweh. And I searched out the commandments of the Most High, walking according to all my strength with singleness of face unto that which is good. Take heed, therefore, ye also, my children, to the commandments of Yahweh, following the truth with singleness of face. For they that are double-faced are guilty of a twofold sin, for they both do the evil thing, and they have pleasure in them that do it, following the example of the spirits of deceit and striving against mankind. Do ye therefore, my children, keep the law of Yahweh, and give not heed unto evil as unto good, but look unto the thing that is really good, and keep in it all commandments of Yahweh, having your conversation therein and resting therein. For the latter ends of men do show their righteousness or unrighteousness when they meet with the angels of Yahweh and of Satan. For when the soul departs troubled, it is tormented by the evil spirit, which also it served in lusts and evil works. But if he is peaceful with joy, he meeteth the angel of peace, and he leadeth him into eternal life. Become not, my children, as Sodom, which sinned against the angels of Yahweh, and perished,
forever. For I know that ye shall sin, and be delivered into the hands of your enemies, and your land shall be made desolate, and your holy places destroyed, and ye shall be scattered unto the four corners of the earth, and ye shall be set at naught in the dispersion, vanishing away as water, until the Most High shall visit the earth, coming himself as man, with men, eating and drinking, and breaking the head of the dragon in the water. He shall save Israel and all the Gentiles. Therefore, do ye also, my children, tell these things to your children, that they disobey him not. For I have known that ye shall assuredly be dishonest, disobedient, and assuredly act ungodly, not giving heed to the law of Yahweh, but to the commandments of men, being corrupted through wickedness. And therefore shall ye be scattered as Gad and Dan, my brethren, and ye shall know not your lands, tribe, and tongue. But Yahweh will gather you together in faith through his tender mercy, and for the sake of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And when he said these things unto them, he commanded them, saying, Bury me in Hebron. And he fell asleep and died at a good old age. And his sons did as he had commanded them, and they carried him up to Hebron and buried him with his fathers.
Now he says it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on and elaborate on and elaborate on and elaborate on. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
Discipleship Radio.
Yes, I do not be offended. Don't be offended. Just listen and comprehend it. Don't be offended.
Father and son.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
Arise to the tree of life.
אנוכי אדוני אלוהיך, לא יהיה לך אלוהים אחרים על פניי. לא תישא את שם אדוני אלוהיך לשווא. זכור את יום השבת לקדשו. כבד את אביך ואת אמך, לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So right now, black man, I'm going to put you to the test, whether you're from the east or from the west. Here comes the musical sound, you got to dance, you should sound them for the Exe dance. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and Exe dance, and Leviticus, and Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, and Ruth. Right now I step forward to tell you the truth. Come forward, you. Say, head feed up.
Got to live and learn how fun you'll be born. Always smile.
Yes, here, beginning off the second book, Shemot, a.k.a. Exodus.
So shall thou worship no other God besides the Lord thy God. For the Lord God is a jealous God. Thou shalt not worship in the vain images, nor graven images, nor vanity. Now he's been done that. Blood is thicker than water, even his arms of worship God. Run away from them disaster. Heathen. Even still when you people imagine vain things. For love is what we bring and then we got to let it bring a weaven. That you like it. Children run, come and make me see you where you want. Children run, come and make me see you where you want. Standing in the corner, never say that you can't. Run, come, children, make me see you where you want. Even wages in at this young time, until you move your breath to fall right in my guidance. Tell me the sound of gonna make you live and creeper. You dash when you sick and you know don't cross the river. If the sound of gonna make you live and creeper. So the heathen get what they want. The heathen can't get what they want. The rooty will the angle and the heathen will the blade. The rooty will the angle so the heathen got to fear.
One day, all I know I'm Understanding, staying in up to Peru.
Today's daily song, we have song.
Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world, the earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, 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 of his holiness. Of his holiness, of his holiness.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Just
Rastafari. Just Rastafari. Just Rastafari.
Here, here, here. Look, a 3-in-1 right here, here, here. 3-in-1.
Mazmur 96 በቅንፍ 97 እግዚአብሔር ነገሰ ምድርም ሐሴትን ታድርግ ብዙ ደሴቶችም ደስ ይበላቸው ደመና ጭጋግም በዙሪያው ናቸው ጽድቅና ፍርድ የዙፋኑ መሰረት ናቸው እሳት በፊቱ ይሄዳል ጠላቶቹንም በዙሪያው ያቃጥላል መብረቆቹ ለዓለም አበሩ ምድር አየችና ተናወጠ ተራሮችም ከእግዚአብሔር ፊት ከምድር ሁሉ ጌታ ፊት እንደ ሰምቀለሉ ሰማያት የርሱን ጽድቅ አወሩ አህዛብም ሁሉ ክብሩን አዩ ለተቀረጸ ምስል የሚሰግዱ ሁሉ በጣዖቶቻቸውም የሚመኩ ይፈሩ መላእክቱ ሁሉ ሰገዱለት አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ ጽዮን ሰምታ ደስታ የይሁዳም ሴት ልጆች ደስታ አንተ እግዚአብሔር በምድር ላይ ሁሉ ልዑል ነህ ባማልክትም ሁሉ ላይ እጅግ ከፍ ከፍ ብለሃል እግዚአብሔርን የምትወዱ ክፋትን ጥሉ እግዚአብሔር የቅዱሳኑን ነፍሶች ይጠብቃል ከኃጥአንም እጅ ያድናቸው ብርሃን ለጻድቃን ደስታም ለልበቅኖች ወጣ ጻድቃን በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይበላቸው ለቅድስናው መታሰቢያ አመስግኑ
Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world, the earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, of his holiness, of his holiness, of his holiness.
The whole place is due
for Hakadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem Baruch Hashem.
Yes, yes, yes. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Sadei Zain, Psalm XCVII, Psalm 97. The universal, the universal King. This psalm, this mizmor, develops the theme of the concluding verse of the preceding psalm. It tells of the effects which result from Elohim's assumption of the judgeship over the world, the dismay it creates for the wicked, for the ratchet, and the light, the illumination it brings for ha-tzadik, for the tzadikim, the Adikan, the righteous. The author of this mizmor, this psalm, this chant, this intonation, is said not to be an original poet, but he was a masterly hymn writer. There is scarcely a phrase in the mizmor which is not borrowed, but he combines the language of earlier psalmists and prophets into a costly mosaic with a skill which is worthy of the occasion. All rising to the occasion of the universal King. Look to the east, look to Africa, where a black man shall be crowned king. In him you will find, seek and you will find the Redeemer. He makes I and I feel that he has been deeply moved in today's daily psalm and inspired to recognize the greatness of the crisis, who Christ is, Christ in his kingly character. Yes, I, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Sadei Zain, the universal, the universal King. Yahweh Malak Tagel Ha'aret Yismechu Iyim Rabim Yahweh Jehovah Reigneth Yahweh Malak Tagel Ha'aret. Make the earthly plain Tagel Ha'aret rejoice. Yismuchu ayim rabim, make the multitude of the isles be glad. Anan, wa irasela tzivivayo, clouds and darkness are around about him. Sedek o mishpat mikon ke seo kiso. Righteousness and justice, Sedek o Mishpat, Mekon, Kiso, Mekon, Mekon, Mekonin, Kiso, are the foundation, to the foundation, to the groundation, to the foundation, foundation of his throne. Mekon kiso, a fire, eish, lifanayo telek, a fire goes before him. Uta laheita saviv, sarayo, and burneth up his adversaries. Burneth up his adversaries, Saviv Tsarayo, Saviv Tsarayo, burneth up his adversaries round and round and round, round about him. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the universal, the universal King. Aro, Amen. Yahweh Malaka Tagel Haaretza Yisnehu Yim Rabim Ananwe Rafela Zrivayo Tzedek Umishpat Mikon Kiso Eish Lefanayo Telek Uta Laheita Saviva Tzayo.
Live on the air, Midrash here. Look over Talawa, small but very important here, the Midrash on today's Psalm 97, Mizmor Sadeh Zayin, Psalm XCVII. The verse, the Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, Yahuwah Malach, Tagel Ha'aretz. Psalm 97, verse 1, it proves that as long as the kingdom of Edom, abides, there will be no rejoicing in the earth, in the earthly plain. Neither will the name, the Hashem of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, be whole. Nor will the throne of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, be whole. Since it is said, even in Exodus. So here, going to Exodus for the Midrash, the study on today's daily psalm. Going to Exodus chapter 17, verse 16, where it reads, because the hand of Amalek is against the throne of the Lord. Here in Exodus chapter 17, verse 16, here, bringing up the Hebrew, Exodus chapter 17, verse 16. Vayomer ki yad al kisei ya milhama la Yahuwah ba Amalek midor dor. Vayomer, and he said, ki yad, for the yad, the hand, al kisei, upon the throne, all up upon, al kisei, kisei or case, some might abbreviate to case, the throne, yah. So here we have yah, we have the name Shah. So more correctly translated, it would be, because, see, here the King James Version says, because the Lord hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. There's something that has been kind of turned around there in the translation. Here it says, Vayomer, for he said, and he said, ki, because Yah, the hand, al, case, upon the throne, Yah, case, Yah, upon the throne of Yah, milchama, war, la Yahuwah, for he who he be, for Jehovah, ba'emalek, against Amalek, midor, from generation to generation, or from generation. Now here, there is a Midrash note connected with this particular verse right here, pointing to Exodus chapter 17, verse 16, and the Midrash note is that Amalek is the progenitor of Edom, and in Judaic thought, Edom is linked with Rome, or Rome, with Rome, Edom and Rome connection. The defective spelling of the word case, because if you look at it in the Hebrew, it's missing a letter, so some say this is somewhat defective of the word throne, and also that Yah, instead of Yahuwah, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, is this Yod-Heh-Yah, is taken as an intimation that neither of them was whole. So the reasonment upon HaTorah is looking at the Masoretic script and seeing the word throne being written somewhat defectively or not fully, instead of Kisei is case, Kisei case, case, somewhat shortened. And Yah, instead of Yahuwah, is where the reasonment that neither will the name of Yah, Yahuwah, be whole, nor will the throne of Yah, of Yahuwah, be whole, since it is said, because the hand of Amalek, so here they bring out the sense of the hand of Amalek, is against the throne of Jehovah, but here, or the throne of Jah, but here in the Hebrew, and he said, for hand upon against the throne of Yah, for hand against or upon the throne of Yah, the throne of Jah, Milchama, Milchama, war, La Yahuwah, for Jehovah, Ba Amalek, against Amalek, Midor Dor, from generation to generation. So it'll be a generational war against Amalek, who was the progenitor of Edom, and Edom or Edom linked with Rome. But during the fourth exile, there is the fourth exile, and this is another way of referring to Edom, the exile in Edom, or the exile of the Yehudi of the tribe of Judah and the Israelites in Rome, Edom. Another way of referring to Edom, the fourth exile. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will become king, will become king. Thus the Hebrew Malak, 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 to become king. Melech, Melech is king. Malak. So the Hebrew pointing is very, very important. And then we have in Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9, it reads, the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall the Lord be one, and his name one, Zechariah, Zechariah. In this verse, the name of Elohim, the true good, the true God, is spelled out completely. Yod, hey, Yahweh, hey, Yod, hey, Weh, hey, Y-H-W-H. Here, 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 to today's psalm, Midrash, right here, study on today's psalm. The Lord reigneth, the Lord has become king. He who be, who he be, has been coronated, become king. May the earth rejoice. May the multitude of isles be glad. Yahuwah malak, kagel ha'aret, yismichu iyim rabim. He who be, who he be, has become king, been coronated. May the earth, may she rejoice. May the multitude, the nothingness of the isles, the islands, be happy, be glad. Then, for Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the true El, Ha'el, Ha'el, will come to fight against the nations, the Goyim, the League of Nations, and the United Nations. Ha'el will come to fight against the heathen nations, the Goye Ha'aretz, the nations and nationalities of the earth. And thus we have the revelation with the League of Nations and also with the United Nations. Second verse of today's psalm, Psalm 97, Mizmor Sadai Zayin. Clouds and darkness are round about him, but with righteousness and justice, the foundation of his throne. Anan, wa Rafel, se bibayo. Clouds, Anan, and darkness, wa Rafel, wa Rafel, and the Rafel, a certain type of darkness also connected with what went on in Egypt, but clouds and darkness, Sibibayo, 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 Anan, wa Rafel, Sibibayo, Edek u Mishpata, Mikon, Tiso, righteousness, Edek, righteousness, U and Mishpat, Mishpat, justice, judgment, justice, Mishpat, Mikon, 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 establishment, the Mikon to be the foundation. And we have the man child, Tefari, 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 Makonin. Here we have the Hebrew that connects with the Afro-Shemitic, the Semitic root. Here, Mikon, Mikon brought out as foundation or the establishment. The Mikon Tiso, the establishment of Tiso, of his throne. Edek Umishpat Mikon Tiso. He will show mercy to the people of Israel, Yisrael, Amo Yisrael. As is said even in Psalm 89, verse 16, righteousness and justice are the foundation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thee. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. they shall walk, O Jehovah, O Lord, in the light, in the illumination, in the light of thy countenance, in the light of thy face, in the illumination of thy person. Hear today's psalm, verse 3. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his adversaries round about. A fire, Aish, Aish. As we have Isat in Amharic, in the Hebrew, we have Aish, fire. Aish, Lifanayo, Telek. A fire, she goeth before his face. Aish, Lifanayo, in front of him, in his face, literally, in his presence. Lifanayo, Aish, Lifanayo, Telek. A fire, she goeth, Telek, she trotteth before him. Uate la hate, Sabib. Sarayo, and burneth, ooh, till I hate, and burneth, Sabib, round about, Sabib, Sarayo, his adversaries, his haters, his adversaries, round about him. That is, it burns up the nations, the nationalities of the earth. As we have Gormawi Nugus Neges, Gormawi Hanselasi saying to the nations gathered in Geneva, Switzerland, the match has been struck in Tovia, Ethiopia, but the flame shall burn Europe. And many were able to receive the prophetic word sound of that word sound that burns up the heathen nations of the earth, even the League of Nations. In the verse, His lightnings lighteth up the world. He lit up the world with his lightning. The earth saw and trembled. The mountains melted like wax. The mountains melted like wax. So here we have today's psalm, Psalm 97, verses 4 and 5. Verses 4 and 5. He'iru lit up. Birakyo, Tebel. He'iru, they lit up. He'iru. Birakyo, his lightnings, Birakyo, his lightnings, Tebel, the inhabitable portions of the world of the earth. Raita, wa tachel haaret. Raita, she saw. Raita, she saw. Wa tachel, and she trembled. Raita, wa tachel haaret, the earth, she saw. And she trembled. Harim, the mountains, Harim. Kadonag, na masu, mielifnei Yahuwah. The mountains melted like wax. Kadonag, like wax. Na masu, the mountains melted. Mielifnei, in front of the face, the presence of perception. Mielifnei Yahuwah. Presence of he who be, who he be. The mountains, the harim are the nations of the earth, the earthly plane, even the League and the League of Nations and the United Nations. The mountains represent their governments, representing the goyei haaretz, the nations, nationalities of the earth. Hear, Midrash on today's daily psalm, Psalm 97. Now the connection with Egypt, it's interesting, especially with Amalek, just to make that note right there, brothers and sisters, because Amalek was one of the first, according to the Torah, one of the first of the nations, of the nationality, being a descendant of Esau, and the connection of Rome with Esau also is noteworthy. Here, the Beit Perek, the second section of the Midrash, picking up with verse 7 of Psalm 97. Ashamed be all they that serve graven images. Ashamed be all they, all them that serve graven images. Yeboshu, be ashamed. Yeboshu, be bashed. Yeboshu, be ashamed. Call of day, pesel. Call of day, all of day, the servants of pesel, of images, of graven images, called here in the Hebrew, the pesel. They will be filled with shame when they discover how impotent their deities, their gods, their systems are to help them. Such was the experience of the Babylonians when their might was shattered and Yisrael and Israel restored to his homeland. But hear, ashamed, Yeboshu. Be all they that serve graven images. Call Obdei Pesel. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Samuel Bar Nachmani, he taught that in the time, the eighth haba, the time to come, in the time to come, all the nations of the earth will assemble with their graven images in their hands. It's interesting looking at the League of Nations, one of the first times in modern times where all the nations, the significant ruling nations, the Gentile nations were all assembled and gathered together. And if you look at their symbol, they have the symbol of a pentagram. And I think they like to turn things upside down. So it's an upside down, you know, pentagram they have for their pentagon, a pentagon actually, geometrically called, for their symbol. So here all the nations and nationalities of the earth will assemble with their graven images in their hands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will ask them, in what have you believed? In what have you believed? And they will reply, in such an image, or in such an image. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will say, but there is nothing, nothing, there's nothing to them. And He will go on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, the set apart, the sanctified one, blessed be He, will go on. Here are the lame and the dumb and the blind whom I have smitten. Make the images come, 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 and heal them. Then the Goye Ha'aretz, the nations and nationalities of the earth, like the League of Nations, seeing that there is nothing to their graven images, will cast them down from their hands. Whereupon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will give some life, as it were, to the graven images. And the graven images will come, and they will worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. So that the Goye Ha'aretz, the nationalities, the nations of the earth, like the League of Nations, will be ashamed and confounded. Will be ashamed and confounded. So here, 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 another little Midrash note right here. And it points to the above Psalm, Psalm 31, part 4. We'll put that on the beamer right there. Moving on. Hence, ashamed be all they that serve graven images. Yeboshu, call of day, pesel, that boast themselves of things of naught, things of nothing, of nothingness. Bow down to Him, all ye, all your gods. Bow down to Him, all your gods. Hamita halalim, ba elilim, that boast themselves in elilim, not in the true Elohim, but the elilim, ba elilim. Hamita halalim, by Elim, that boast themselves of things of naught, of idols, Elim. Hishtachewu lo, hishtachewu, bow, bow y'all, hishtachewu lo, bow to Him, lo, to He, even He who be, we be, call Elohim, all Elohim. Hishtachewu lo, call Elohim, bow down to Him, prostrate to Him, put your faces on the ground to Him. Hishtachewu lo, call Elohim. Bow down to Him, all ye, all your gods. Forthwith, the nations and nationalities of the earth, of the earthly plane, will throw the graven images down to Abaddon, to Abaddon. As is said even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 2, verse 20. In that day, a man shall cast away his idols of silver and his idols of gold. In that day, as it says here in today's Psalm, Zion will hear, she will hear, and she will be glad. Shama wa tismach Sion. Shama, she will hear, wa and tismach, tismach, she will be glad. Sion, Zion. Shama wa tismach Sion. Zion will hear, she will hear and will be glad. Why? Ramaza. Why? Because of thy righteous judgments, O Lord, O Jehovah. Lema'ana mishpateka Yahuwah, because of thy mishpateka, the I mishpat, the I's judgment. Lema'ana mishpateka Yahuwah, because of the I righteous judgment. For thou wilt execute judgment, mishpat, upon the Goye Ha'aretz, the nations, even the League of Nations, like the League of Nations, even coming, upon the United Nations, upon their images. Then all the inhabitants of the world will say to Amo Yisrael, will say to the people of Yisrael, the Tsar, the Prince of El, Yasharel, the upright ones of the Almighty Yisrael, the men who see the true good, the true God. O ye, O y'all that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the soul of His saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. He delivereth them out of the hand of the ratchet. O hey, Ohebei Yahuwah, Ohebei, the lovers of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Ohebei Yahuwah, the lovers of Jehovah. Sonu Ra'a, Sonu, hate, Sonu, Sonu, hate y'all. Ra'a, Ra'a, hate Ra'a, or the Ra'a, hate the evil. Shomer Nafshot Chesedayo, Shomer, he guardeth, he hedges about. Nafshot, the souls, the nefeshes. Nafshot, the souls of his saints. Chesedayo, of his chassidim. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked, of the ratchet. Miyad, miyad, from the yad, from the hand. Miyad Rishaim, from the hands of the ratchet ones. Miyad Rishaim. Yad Silaim, Yad Silaim, he delivers them. He snatches, literally in the Hebrew, he snatches them out of the hands of the Rishai. Light, illumination is sown for the righteous. Light is sown. Or, Zaruah, Latz Adik. Or, Hebrew for light. Or, light. Zaruah, like a sower going forth to sow seed, like he's sowing seed, that light will be sown like seed. Or Zaruah, La Tzadik, La Tzadik, for the righteous one, for the Tzadik, even Melchizedek. This is the great light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Isle One, the Holy One, blessed be He, created when the earth was created, that He hid away for the righteous against the time, the Iowa, when He will take it from its sheath, like a man takes a sword from a sheath, when He will take it from its sheath. As is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, arise, shine, for thy light is come. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will say, be glad in the Lord, ye, your righteous, and give thanks to His holy name, His Isla name. Simchu Tzadikim BaYahuwah. Simchu, all y'all be glad. Simchu, Simchu, Simchu Tzadikim. Simchu, be glad. Simchu, be glad. Tzadikim, the righteous, ye righteous ones. BaYahuwah, in He who be, who He be. With hodu and give thanks. Hodu, hodu, with hodu and give thanks. Le zeker, for the remembrance. Le zeker, zeker, for the zeker, for the remembrance. Le zeker adisho, for the remembrance of His holiness. Adisho, for the remembrance of His Isla, His set apart name. Hear, 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 Midrash on today's daily song. Mizmor Sarai Zayin 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 Zayin.
Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about Him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of His throne. A fire goeth before Him, and burneth up His enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare His righteousness, and all the people see His glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship Him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of His saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holy.
Hashem, Kamawi Al-Flasi, Malak, coronated, become king, Melek, Yimlok will be king. Here, here, Nassim Black, right here, 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 the Hashem Melek 2.0, hear this.
Thank you.
the world makeover. Mashiach will come take over. You ain't gotta be me or see what I see. All you gotta do is take a look forward. Lift up your eye to the sky. Spread out your hands. Say thank you, smile. Get them up, put them up, leave them up. Ha ha. Yup, yup. Pump up the value every day. Stand in place. Heart racing, no words to say. Pressure building, trying to hold my face. Mind drifting like not today. Wake up from everything. Break out your shell and scream. Ha Shim, you're the king. Ha Shim, you're the king. Hashem Elech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Le'olam Va'em. Hashem Elech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch.
Stammering lips and another tongue,
for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another stammering lips and 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 for with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this place, speak to this place, speak to this place, speak to this place, speak. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, 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 would not hear.
Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, hear.
Mizmor Tzadezayin, Adonai Malach Tagel Haaretz, Yismehu Iyim Rabbim, Anan Va'arafel Sevivav, Tzedek U'Mishpat Mechon Kis'o, Esh Lefanav Telech, Utelahet Saviv Tzarav, Eiru Verakav Tebel, Ra'ata Vatztachel Haaretz, Harim Kaddonad Namasu Millifne Adonai, מלפני אדון כל הארץ. הגידו השמיים צדקו, וראו כל העמים כבודו. יבושו כל עובדי פסל המתהללים באלילים, השתחוו לו כל אלוהים. שמעה ותשמח ציון, ותגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך, אדוני. כי אתה, אדוני, עליון על כל הארץ, מאוד נעלית על כל אלוהים. אוהבי אדוני שנאו רע, שומר נפשות חסידיו, מיד רשעים יצילם. אור זרוע לצדיק, ולישרי לב שמחה, שמחו צדיקים באדוני, והודו לזכר קודשו.
Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world, the earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth, thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Life is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous. Give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Of his holiness.
Of Judah, He elects of himself, my intent and the rebel exhibit massacre on Yahweh in the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
On this trip, the Emperor of Ethiopia saw more of Canada than many Canadians see who have lived here a lifetime. He met our people and they took him to their hearts. He traveled our vast railway system and flew aboard our planes. At Expo 67, he bore gracefully the efforts of the crowds who wanted to get closer to him. What was he really like, this last remaining emperor in the world? This tiny, bearded man who pricked the conscience of the world before the League of Nations in 1936? Despite his diminutive size, I had the feeling I was talking with a giant among men. His eyes twinkle, but they pierce at the same time. You get the feeling that he knows what you're thinking before you speak. He continually pats the little dog, always at his side, and you feel he must be kind. You feel that your presence must be an interruption and an imposition, but he shows only interest and goodwill. As I prepared to leave after what was, I found out later, the first personal radio interview he ever granted, he stood up and prepared to shake hands before I had a chance to get to my feet. What was he like? I'd say he was regal.
Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children.
Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. So here. Let's go into the lyrics, the relics of Hashem Melech 2.0 in L'Chaim. The song by El God El Baz, God or Gad, God El Baz, featuring Nassim Black. This particular relic here, which goes along with a Rhema word sound in the Sefer Tehillim. We have the Yahweh Malak. Now Yahweh, Yod Hey Wahey, or Yod Hey Vahey, Yod Hey Vahey, as it said in the modern Hebrew. And as deference to the divine name, we have the Hashem. The Hashem. Also featured in Vayikra 24:11, Leviticus 24:11 in the Hebrew. The Hashem, and the Hashem refers to the Hebrew tetragrammaton, or the Yod Hey Waweh Hey, Yod Hey Wehey. In the modern Hebrew, Yod or Yud Hey Vehey, Yud Hey Vehey is how it's said in the modern Hebrew. In the ancient Hebrew, Yod Hey Waweh Hey, Yod Hey Waweh Hey, Yahweh Yahweh, the ineffable, something that an ineffable name, as deference to the name. And this is what we taught to the other, we could say, the other Jews and Hebrews. You find this in, I think it's in the Kings, Book of the Kings, where there was other people who were brought into the northern part of Israel after the 10 tribes were taken out, and they did not know the Elohim of the land. So they brought certain priests to instruct them, certain ethnic Israelitish priests. And this is where we get the modern tradition of the deference to the name. Instead of saying or enunciating the name, ones might say Adonai, instead of saying the Yud Hey Vahey, either as Yahweh Yahweh or Yahweh Ha, they would say Hashem. And Hashem is the name. So here, we have the Hashem Melech. Jah, Jehovah, King, the Hashem Melech. Now, the key chorus line is Hashem Melech, Hashem Malak, Hashem Yimlok, Le'olam Va'ed. Hashem Melech, Hashem Jah Jehovah King, Melech, Hashem Jah Jehovah, the name Malach, reign, rule, or in the Hebraic sense has become king or has been carnate. The idea is has been carnate, has become king. Hashem Malach, or rule, reign. Hashem Yimlok. Yimlok is he will become king. He will rule. He will reign. So here, even the Hebrew Trinity, Hashlush HaKadosh, is brought out. He who was, he who is, he who will be, Wuhu Haya, Wuhu Hove, Wuhu Yihyeh B'Tifera, he who was, Wuhu Haya, he who be, Wuhu Hove, he who will be, Wuhu Yihyeh B'Tifera, in Tifera, in glory. Now Hebraically the Tifera and the Amharic Tefari, Teferi, etymologically in the Afro-Shemitic, we have the one to be reverenced, the one to be respected. In the Hebrew, B'Tifera, B'Tifera, in glory. He who was, he who be, he who will be, in glory. So there is disclosed the Hashem, Hashem, Hebraically the name. As we point to the scripture, Vayikra, Leviticus 24:11, as well as elsewhere, but this is one of the places in HaTorah, in the Torah, Moshe, the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Leviticus. In the modern Hebrew, they say Vayikra, the ancient Hebrew, Vayikra, Vayikra, and he called. So here, just to go through some of the relics, the relix of this Rhema tune. So wherever we come into the phraseology of the Lord reigneth in the English, as in today's psalm and the Sabbath psalm, one of the six psalms that are said to initiate HaShabbat, the Kabbalat HaShabbat, the reception of the Sabbath, Psalms 95 to 99, along with Psalm 29, and the Sabbath day Psalm as well. We have Psalm 92, and then we conclude with Psalm 93, which is a psalm for the Friday evening psalm. But when we begin off Yom HaShabbat, according to the ancient Judaic line of Judah tribe, there are six psalms plus the Sabbath psalm that is chanted, that is intonated, that is recited. So we have Psalm 95 to Psalm 99. So looking at the psalm right here, Psalm 99, as well as elsewhere, we will find psalm within the psalms, the phraseology of Yahweh Melech, that Jehovah is king. Yahweh Melech, also Yahweh Malach, that he rule, he reign, he is crowned, he has become king, implying that messianic, the coronation, Yahweh Malach, and Yahweh Yimlok. Yimlok, from the Hebraic root malach, to rule, to reign, to become king. Melech, king. Yimlok, will reign, will rule, will become king. So here in the Hashem Melech 2.0, God Elbaz, along with and featuring Nassim Black upon the rap, hip-hop, well, you can say hip-hop, but now it's more Judaic hip-hop, converted to, some say, the Hasidic branch, we could say, of modern Yehudinet, Judaism. But hear this tune, we love this tune right here, and just to go through some of the relics right here, for the Hashem Melech 2.0. And looking at even Psalm 99 here, Yahuwah Malach, Yergezu Amin, Yoshev Kerubim, Tanut Haaretz, Jehovah reigneth. Yahweh Malak, Jehovah, he who be who he be, hath become king. Hashem Malak, Yergzu Amim. Make the peoples tremble, make the peoples be awestruck. Yergzu Amim, Yahweh Malak, Yergzu Amim. He is enthroned upon the cherubim, the kirubim, Yosheb Kirubim. Make the earth quake, make her quake. Tanut ha'aret, make her quake, make the earth quake. Opening Hebraic verse of Mizmor Tzadeh 8 of Psalm 99, Psalm XCIX, Yahweh Malak, Yirgzu Amim, Yoshev Kiruvi, Tanut ha'aret. But here, 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 Hashem Melech, this tune I'd like to share, this tune right here, 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 for your ear, and go through some of the relic of this tune as it brings out the vibe of the he who be who he be hath become king, is enthroned, Yahweh Malak, Hashem Malak. So the relic right here for Hashem Melech, right, Hashem Melech 2.0 by God Elbaz featuring Nassim, Nassim Black. This is the world makeover. Moshiach will come, take over. You ain't got to be me or see what I see. All you got to do is take a look forward. Look up, lift up. Lift up your eye to the sky, spread out your hand, say thank you, smile. Get them up, put them up, leave them up high, high. Yep, yep, pump up the volume every day. Stand in place, heart racing, no words to say. Pressure building, trying to hold my place. Mind drifting like not today. Wake up from everything, break out your shell and scream. Hashem, you're the king. Hashem, you're the king. And then the chorus comes forward. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malak, Hashem Yimlok, Le'olam Va'ed. Repeat it four times. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malak, Hashem Yimlok, Le'olam Va'ed. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malak, Hashem Yimlok, Le'olam Va'ed. Hashem Melech, he who be who he be, the name is King Hashem Malak. He who be who he be, the name hath become king. The name hath been incarnate. The name hath become king. Reigneth. Hashem Yimlok. He who be who he be, the name will rule, will reign, will become king. Le'olam Wa'ed. Well, Wa'ed is the more ancient Hebrew, modern Hebrew. Le'olam Va'ed. Le'olam Va'ed. Ancient Hebrew, Le'olam, Le'olam, Wa'ed, for ever and ever. Next part of the relic here. I feel the cold and the rain. I want to get up and leave it. Everything's always the same. I want to get up and leave it. Now you're standing here and the night's so clear, like the shine upon your crown. Yeah. We're up so high in the midnight sky and we'll never come back down. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malak, our father, King David's rock, your honor, we give our lot. The stronger we cling, you drop the blessing, the bracha, success, hatzlach, hatzlacha. Hatzalacha, Hebrew for success. Hatzalacha, Hatzalacha, success. The world is yours. You offer it to whomever calls you. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malak, Hashem Yimlok, Le'olam Va'ed. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malak, Hashem Yimlok, Le'olam Va'ed. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malak, Hashem Yimlok, Le'olam Va'ed, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malak, Hashem Yimlok, Le'olam Va'ed. Wake up, my friend. We gone. We praising Hashem with all of our soul. The klipa is fighting, we know. The klipa or the klipa, the klipot, the klipot, the klipot. The klipot is like the demons, or we're referring to demons, like the inverted tree of life. Literally in the Hebrew it means like the scrapings off of the bark, like a scraping off of the bark. We refer to the evil spirit, evil iris, the klipa, the klipa. The klipa is fighting, we know. We waging a war, we won't let him go. Even if the world don't turn, the fire will burn, the aish tamid, aish, fire, tamid, continual, the continual fire, yezawater isat, the aish tamid, the fire will burn, the aish tamid, or korban, self-sacrifice, yep, put aish on me, or korban, sacrifice in the context, self-sacrifice, the korban, self-sacrifice, yep, put aish on me, aish, Hebraically the fire. We clapping loud, scream it loud, we're going to take the crown, bring it back straight to the king, then we bow. Malkut complete, yep, Malkut is the kingdom, the Malkut. Bring it back straight to the king. Then we bow. Malkut complete. Yep. Pick up a mitzvah. Lay down the chet. Pick up a mitzvah. Mitzvah is like a command. Is a commandment. Mitzvah means commandment. In the Hebraic Judaic context, it's like doing a good deed. The mitzvah. Do a mitzvah. I did a mitzvah. I did a good deed. Mitzvah, ancient Hebrew. Afro-Shemitic enunciation, mitzvah, the modern Hebrew. Pick up a mitzvah. Lay down the chet. The chet. Chet is sin. Chet, from chata, to fall short. Lay down the chet. Olam haba, or olam hazeh. Olam, the world. Haba, to come. Or olam hazeh, this world. So, the world to come or this world? Olam haba or olam hazeh. The feeling is great when we can say, praise Hashem, his name is great. Last part of the relic right here. Now we're standing here in the night so clear, like the shine upon your crown. Yeah, we're up so high in the midnight sky and we'll never come back down. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malak, Hashem Yimlok Le'olam Va'ed. 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 The relix right here, Nassim Black, right, Moshe Friedman. There's a Jewish prayer. It's categorized in the Hebrew relix lyrics as a Yehudi, right? Even the ancient line of Judah prayer right here. Hashem Melech 2.0.
Kadamawi.
Inflatia.
The whole place is
due for help.
Mashiach will come take over. You ain't gotta be me or see what I see. All you gotta do is take a look forward. Lift up your eye to the sky. Spread out your hands. Say thank you, smile. Get them up, put them up, leave them up. Ha ha. Yep, yep. Pump up the value every day. Stand in place. Heart racing, no words to say. Pressure building, trying to hold my face. Mind's drifting like not today. Wake up from everything. Break out your shell and scream. Ha Shim, you're the king. Ha Shim, you're the king.
Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch.
Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed. Hashem Melech.
couch.
Baruch Hashem.